Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. This is in the wilderness. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation. This is God talking. And said, they do always error in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Next verse. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, look at this, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, or that word unbelief means disobedience. Unbelief in departing from the living God. Amen? God wants you to enter into his rest. When our heart is hardened, we err. Sometimes we have to be tough, skinned, but yet remain soft-hearted. Even when you have to discipline, you know, even when Jesus rebuked and that his heart was soft toward them, it wasn't like he was, ha-ha. Mm. No, his heart went out to him. Or number three, stay in an attitude of explicit obedience. Explicit obedience. The portal is open. Keep your heart sincere and honest. Love God sincerely and honestly. And number three, stay in an attitude of explicit obedience. I think I might have mentioned it here or in Trinidad where we were last. But Pastor and I, we operate in this even in Malaysia. When we go there, you know, sometimes Papa will say take a break for 10 minutes when normally it's a half an hour break. And you hear people, 10 minutes. But we purpose, if we have to run to the restroom, but we get back within the 10 minutes. We ain't trying to get no brownie points. I'm trying to impress anybody. Know what? In our heart is the desire for explicit obedience. Sometimes that's happened, and he said be back in 10 minutes, and we don't start back for another half an hour, 40 minutes. But we were there. If nobody else saw it, God saw it. And it doesn't matter if anybody else saw it. Because why? We want a heart of explicit obedience. Why? The portal's open. God is the giver of life. God is the rewarder. Hello? Amen. Not man. Amen. You know, we do things to please man in a sense sometime. But ultimately, what we do is to please God. And see, the portal is open explicitly or solely and expressly for your destiny. You can reach up there and receive your destiny. Amen. Tell somebody it's open. Watch this week how open it is. Stay in an attitude of explicit obedience. You know, the act of disobedience, hear this, when you disobey God, I'm not talking about making a mistake, I'm talking about disobedience. When you disobey God, you can cancel out years of things you've achieved. You can go way back in time from disobeying God. When they disobeyed God those 10 times, all those 40 years they had wandered had no significance. They went back into the wilderness. So stay in the attitude of explicit obedience. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18. And And you can interchange the word unbelief and disobedience. And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not or that were disobedient. Look it up yourself. That's the interchange that word believe, unbelief, and disobedience, same thing. So every disobedience is unbelief. Every unbelief is disobedience. Number four, speak righteously and with grace. Some in this house are going to be off the chain with influence, off the chain with finance, off the chain with in the community, in the nation, in their vocation. But never neglect or leave off speaking righteously and with grace. Don't get to where you think you got it all because you got something, and now you don't have to talk to people, and now they have to answer to you. No, don't change. Tell somebody, don't change. Don't change like that. Always speak righteously. I've seen too many people change, and then they crash and burn, because what God's going to bring to you, he started in the spirit. You started praying. You started believing. You started acting in faith. Well, you won't be able to keep it in the flesh. It will not be perfected in the flesh. Know that. When it happens, you cannot sustain it in your flesh. You got there by giving. You never stop giving. Of your time, of your kindness, of your talents, of your finance, of your ideas, you don't stop. There's a whole lot of ground yet to be conquered. Amen. So you don't stop. Tell somebody, don't stop. Remember the rich, foolish man, he said, soul, sit back. Take thine ease. You got enough stuff to last you from now on. You can retire on this. Matter of fact, I need to tear these barns down and build bigger barns to bestow all my goods. Soul, sit back. You don't owe nobody nothing no more. God said, thou fool. First of all, how you thinking is foolish. Secondly, you don't understand your soul is required of you this night. Whose things will those be now? You're going to put all your energy into that. Listen, I'm telling you, it's a time, a season of prosperity. We're still in the 7 years of the fatted cow. If some of y'all don't know that. It started in 2012. And it'll go through 2019, maybe 20, maybe 21. God always has some leniency there, some wiggle room. But that's the time. Because as prosperous as times, I'm not talking necessarily economy in that. I'm talking about in the kingdom. People are walking by the Spirit since the prosperity of God, since the favor of God. I'm not talking about the world. The world's going to get darker and darker, and it's going to become more evil, more deceitful, more highness, more violent, but not so in the kingdom. So you have to understand, when we see by the Spirit, I see the blessing of God. I see the Goshen of God. But tell somebody, speak righteously. Look at them with a mean eye and tell them, stop complaining. Look at me and tell them, stop talking about folks. Tell them for real now, stop talking evil about good people. With your jealous self, you don't have to say that. You have to understand, God is not mocked. Those spirit laws continue to govern. Whatsoever man soweth, learn to speak well of all men. Learn to think well of all. Even if you know they're not right. right by them. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt, one of my favorite verses in the scripture for a long time, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. What comes out of your mouth, let it minister grace. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop groveling. Stop all that foolishness. Only let good communication come out of your mouth. Number five. You that may not have a prayer language, I want you to pray that God will impart to you a prayer language. Because it's the utterance of the language of the Holy Spirit that really locks us into the frequency of the Spirit. I'm not saying that others aren't locked into it, but if you don't, if you've never received that, that's for you. That's for your edification. Amen. Number six, get ready to enter fully and deeply. How do we do it? By increasing our level of consecration. In other words, this week in particular, you know, don't get so deep we can't find you. You know, some folks just go, where so-and-so? I don't know. Now, don't get that deep. But this week in particular, being it's a 25th anniversary celebration, consecrate yourself. Be yourself, but set your heart apart for God. Yes. Lord, I'm looking for you to do something special, yes. Something wonderful, yes. Something that's life transforming for me. Yes. Amen. You know, let the Holy Spirit speak to you what that consecration looks like to you. Amen. Like I said, don't get so deep, because see, deep folk become religious, and then you get bound up, and then wrong spirits get on you. And your thinking gets all funny. No, stay free. Stay who you are, but set your heart apart. Attend all the services that you possibly can. Be there on the edge of your seat. Hello. Expecting God to bless you. Expecting that this is my time, Lord. Expecting transactions from heaven. Amen. Deeply and fully. In Ezekiel 47 saw the temple and the water flowing from the temple, and the angel measured, and it was water ankle deep. Don't stay in the ankle deep. He measured a little more, it was knee deep.
He didn't stay. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.